The Key to LRN
Level 3 C2 By Supercourse
Test 1
Section 1 Listen to 10 short conversations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions.
One.
At a restaurant.
What's all that noise?
That couple are letting their children do whatever they want. One of them just ran into a waiter carrying a tray of drinks. What a mess.
I feel like going over there and having a word with their father.
Oh, Vic, please don't cause a scene.
Honestly, they ought to ban children from places like this. What's all that noise?
That couple are letting their children do whatever they want. One of them just ran into a waiter carrying a tray of drinks. What a mess.
I feel like going over there and having a word with their father.
Oh, Vic, please don't cause a scene.
Honestly, they ought to ban children from places like this.
Two.
A water leak.
Hello, I live downstairs. I moved in last week. Sorry to bother you, but there's water leaking through my ceiling. Do you have a problem up here too?
No, but maybe it's a broken pipe. This is an old building and it happens a lot.
I see. I suppose I'll have to call the landlord.
I can give you the number of his plumber. He comes here quite often, actually.
Hello, I live downstairs. I moved in last week. Sorry to bother you, but there's water leaking through my ceiling. Do you have a problem up here too?
No, but maybe it's a broken pipe. This is an old building and it happens a lot.
I see. I suppose I'll have to call the landlord.
I can give you the number of his plumber. He comes here quite often, actually.
3.
A strike.
What's that terrible smell?
The rubbish on the corner of the street. The collectors are on strike again.
Why doesn't the council do something about it? Is this what we're paying so many taxes for?
It's got nothing to do with the council. The rubbish company's workers are asking for a pay rise.
What's that terrible smell?
The rubbish on the corner of the street. The collectors are on strike again.
Why doesn't the council do something about it? Is this what we're paying so many taxes for?
It's got nothing to do with the council. The rubbish company's workers are asking for a pay rise.
4. A bad day.
Hi, Betty. You look tired. Was it housework day for you as well?
No. All I did was mop the house this morning. But the gardener didn't show up again.
Oh, no wonder you look annoyed.
It's not that. The dogs got into the house when I was in the garden and left muddy footprints everywhere. So I had to do it all again.
Hi, Betty. You look tired. Was it housework day for you as well?
No. All I did was mop the house this morning. But the gardener didn't show up again.
Oh, no wonder you look annoyed.
It's not that. The dogs got into the house when I was in the garden and left muddy footprints everywhere. So I had to do it all again.
5. A party.
It's a nice thing you're doing for Brian. How long will he be gone?
Well, he's doing some scientific research in the Arctic. He's going to be helping other scientists on board a special ship. He'll be away all summer.
Wow, he must really be dedicated. What time does the party start?
I've asked people to start arriving at about 8.
It's a nice thing you're doing for Brian. How long will he be gone?
Well, he's doing some scientific research in the Arctic. He's going to be helping other scientists on board a special ship. He'll be away all summer.
Wow, he must really be dedicated. What time does the party start?
I've asked people to start arriving at about 8.
6. Alarm clock.
Why did you set the clock for 6:15, Dave? We don't need to get up till 7.
Sorry, I thought I had set it for 6:45. I wanted to get up a bit earlier.
Oh, please. We need the extra sleep. Why did you set the clock for 6:15, Dave? We don't need to get up till 7.
Sorry, I thought I had set it for 6:45. I wanted to get up a bit earlier.
Oh, please. We need the extra sleep.
7. Purchasing a home.
Are you and your husband going to buy the house you looked at last month?
Yes. We made an offer and the sellers accepted. Actually, Harvey's in the middle of working out the legal details.
Well, congratulations. But, shouldn't a lawyer be doing that?
Oh, we're not going to use one. They're too expensive and Harvey doesn't trust them. After all he's been through.
Okay, but if I were you, I'd use one. Why take a chance that there's something you missed or did wrongly? Are you and your husband going to buy the house you looked at last month?
Yes, we made an offer and the sellers accepted. Actually, Harvey's in the middle of working out the legal details.
Well, congratulations. But, shouldn't a lawyer be doing that?
Oh, we're not going to use one. They're too expensive, and Harvey doesn't trust them. After all he's been through.
Okay, but if I were you, I'd use one. Why take a chance that there's something you missed or did wrongly?
8. Animal rescue.
Jack, I can hear a cat meowing. It sounds like it's in trouble.
Yes, there it is. Up in that tree.
The poor thing is so frightened. Can you reach it?
No, it's too far up. And even if I could, it would probably scratch me. Should we call the fire brigade?
Good idea. They have special ladders for situations like this. Jack, I can hear a cat meowing. It sounds like it's in trouble.
Yes, there it is. Up in that tree.
The poor thing is so frightened. Can you reach it?
No, it's too far up. And even if I could, it would probably scratch me. Should we call the fire brigade?
Good idea. They have special ladders for situations like this.
9. A shopping accident.
It's nice to see you again, Roberta. What can I do for you?
I'd like to sue someone for injury due to negligence and for medical costs incurred as well.
Why? Were you in an accident?
No, but Harold was. He fell down an escalator in a department store. He sprained his ankle and his wrist.
Goodness! How did it happen?
He put his hand on the railing when he stepped onto the escalator, but it was slippery, so he fell all the way down. The store manager insists that he wasn't careful and that it's his fault.
It's nice to see you again, Roberta. What can I do for you?
I'd like to sue someone for injury due to negligence and for medical costs incurred as well.
Why? Were you in an accident?
No, but Harold was. He fell down an escalator in a department store. He sprained his ankle and his wrist.
Goodness! How did it happen?
He put his hand on the railing when he stepped onto the escalator, but it was slippery, so he fell all the way down. The store manager insists that he wasn't careful and that it's his fault.
10. A new policy.
Hey, Cheryl, what do you think of the new office policy?
I just can't understand it, and I definitely don't like paying for coffee during my breaks.
It's supposed to deter employees from taking all their breaks.
Well, it won't stop me.
Me neither. At least it won't cost much. Hey, Cheryl, what do you think of the new office policy?
I just can't understand it, and I definitely don't like paying for coffee during my breaks.
It's supposed to deter employees from taking all their breaks.
Well, it won't stop me.
Me neither. At least it won't cost much.